The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام یسٹرڈے ٹو ڈے اینڈ ٹمارو الحمد للہ عز و جل بیوٹیفل پروگرام وی ٹرائی ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ ا پرسنالٹی اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو لرن فرام دیئر بیوٹیفل لائفز اینڈ ٹو ڈے سبحان اللہ وی گاٹ سچ اے بیوٹیفل پرسنالٹی اینڈ دس پرسنالٹی واز ون آف دا پلرز آف اسلام یو کین سے ون آف دا کلوزسٹ ٹو دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اینڈ یو کین سے دیٹ ہی واز ون آف دا موسٹ امپورٹنٹ رول پلیئرز ان دا ہسٹری آف اسلام اینڈ سبحان اللہ عز و جل انشاء اللہ وی گاٹ ٹو بی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دا انکل آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیدنا امیر حمزہ سید الشہداء آئی واز گیون دا ٹائٹل سید الشہداء The scholars, they say that Sayyid al-Shuhada, he was the leader of all the martyrs. And we're talking about the life and the seerah, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We all know him as Sayyid al-Shuhada. We all know him as the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, a question was once asked and as I was trying to do a bit of research about Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I found the answer. You know, how did Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu come into Islam? A very beautiful story that one day the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was stood near the mount and Abu Jahl came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and ma'azallah, he started swearing at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam just kept quiet. He didn't say a word. And ma'azallah, this idiot, as he was tired and he couldn't say anything more, he kept quiet and he walked away from there. All the time, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not even utter one word back to him. But this is a lesson for us, obviously, that whenever we come to such a situation, that we should be always doing sabr as well. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, that sabr will be better for us. Now, this was the hilm, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's patience, the forbearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl left him, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed by, and someone told him that, oh Amir Hamza, do you know that Abu Jahl just said these things to your nephew, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Now when Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that, he was so angry. How dare Abu Jahl says anything to my nephew? So he went straight away to Abu Jahl and without any questions, without any words, he started beating him up. And Abu Jahl, he says, you know, look at what your nephew has bought. He has bought a new religion. And he talks bad about our idols. And Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now at this time, he has so much love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Abu Jahl, you are the one that makes these idols with your own hands and then you worship him. He recited the Shahada. Now at that time, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was engrossed in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he thought to himself, what have I done? So at night when he couldn't get to sleep for what he's done, how can I, you know, have recited the kalima? And then he makes a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he cries and he sheds tears and he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please open my heart for me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, open my heart. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, all these doubts that I have in my mind, Ya Allah, remove them. And subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal removed all the doubts and opened his heart and his mind for the sake of Islam. And subhanallah, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, until his martyrdom in the battle of Uhud, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a staunch enemy of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and he became one of the greatest Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And due to what Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu did, a verse of the Holy Quran was revealed. Para number 8, Suratul An'am, verse number 122. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Will the one who was dead, then we gave him life and made for him a light with which he walks among the people, becomes like the one in darkness from which he shall never escape. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's love, subhanallah, was so much on Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he accepted Islam. And subhanallah, this was one of the signs of the greatness of our Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A lesson that we can learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we're in a situation where ma'azallah, someone's swearing at you, someone's talking bad about you, you know, at that time, the best thing to do, ek chup so suk. Now, if that is yourself, you just stay quiet. Now, especially if it's your parents, if it's someone who's older than you, and they are telling you something which is correct and you were wrong in doing that, then we should still do sabr at that time as well. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, he entered into the Islam with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That shows us as well, that gives us the opportunity to think that if we want our iman to be stronger, then inshallah we should have love for Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the Sahaba ikram, for the Ahlul Bayt, and especially our love should be stronger more than anything that we have, our possessions, our materialistic things, our parents, our children, our wealth. Nothing should be in between us and the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now, understanding the reason for Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepting Islam. Now, as you know, that when Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu did accept Islam, Islam flourished. The scholars, they write in their books that Islam became much more stronger when two personalities entered into Islam. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they entered into Islam, Islam became very, very much stronger. So subhanallah, today inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to be talking about this great personality, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to be at his Mazar-e-Pak. Subhanallah, you know, those people that were around me, this is what I said to him. He said, go to the Mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and just smell the fragrance that is there. And subhanallah, amazing, subhanallah, subhanallah. When you stand there, you stand near the Mazar-e-Pak, that fragrance, that beautiful breeze that blows, it's amazing. That beautiful, you know, wind when it blows past the Mazar of Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, it soothes your mind and your heart. Subhanallah. If you've not been to Madinatul Munawwara, to Makkatul Mukarrama, forget the, you know, the other places. Forget going on holidays here, there and everywhere. First of all, go to the Haramain. And after that, I promise you, you will never want to go anywhere. That is the beauty of Haramain Tayyibain. And subhanallah, when you are stood next to these beautiful personalities, you realize how lucky you are, how great these people were, and the sacrifices that they made for Islam. Now, a beautiful ta'aruf presentation of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was born 2 years before the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are four titles that are very famous for Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Number one, Asadullah, Sher, the Lion of Allah. Asadur Rasul, the Lion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'ilul Khairat, the one who does a lot of goodness, both balai karne wala. And Sayyidul Shuhada, the leader of the martyrs, subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in three ways, is related to Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first way is related that he is the cha-cha, the uncle. You know, sometimes when we say he is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you know that in English, you know, cha-cha, mama, taya, phuppad, they're all uncles. But you have to break it down. He was the cha-cha He was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was also Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the cousin brother of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam's mother, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki khala zad bhai bhi huye. So according to that, he's also the cousin, khala zad, brother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu pyare aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ke razai bhai bhi hain. یعنی سویبہ اور حلیمہ سعدیہ رضی اللہ عنہ جو رسول خدا احمد مجتبیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی رضائی مائیں ہیں, امیر حمزہ نے بھی ان دونوں سے دودھ نوش فرمایا ہے. سو سویبہ who was one of the servants of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and سیدہ حلیمہ سعدیہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, امیر حمزہ رضی اللہ عنہ, he also drank their milk as well. So according to that, they are the you can say razai bhai of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kya poochte ho, kya hain Hazrat Amir Hamza? Khairat ki intiha hain Hazrat Amir Hamza. Allah re ye nisbat, Allah re ye azamat, sarkar ke chacha hain Amir Hamza. Allah azza wa jal mentions in para number 20 suratul qasas verse number 61, to wo jis shakhs se humne acha vaada kiya hua hai, یعنی the person that we have promised some good, پھر وہ اس وعدے سے ملنے والا ہے, کیا وہ اس شخص جیسا ہے جسے ہم نے صرف دنیاوی زندگی کا ساز و سامان فائدہ اٹھانے کو دیا ہو, پھر وہ قیامت کے دن گرفتار کر کے حاضر کیے جانے والوں میں سے ہو. یعنی اللہ عز و جل in this verse he mentions two things. There are two people that have been mentioned in this verse. Number one, now that person who has been guaranteed paradise by Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the one type of person that has been mentioned in this verse. The second person is the person that has been given the wealth of this world. He's been given all the materialistic things as well. But then what will happen? And on the day of judgment, because of the sins that person will drown himself in, because if you love the world, there's only sins in the world. Mufassirin Kiram, they say that this verse on behalf of Sayyiduna Amir Hamza رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ and Abu Jahl. Amir Hamza رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was the one that accepted Islam and Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised him paradise, and Abu Jahl who was madly in love with the materialistic things, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about him as well, that how can a person who has been promised paradise be like the one that has been promised the fire of hell because of his own doings. In Mujam-e Kabir it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, I swear by Allah who has my life in his possession, on the seventh sky it is written, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib asadullahi wa asadu rasulihi. Yani it is written on the seventh heaven, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib is the lion of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Raat mein jannat mein dakhil hua, I entered in paradise night and I saw Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Apne dostu ke saath maujood hai. He says that I saw Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his friends in paradise. In one narration it says, Raat mein jannat mein dakhil hua. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I entered into the paradise. جعفر تیار فرشتوں کے ساتھ ہوا میں اڑ رہے تھے. جعفر تیار, the brother of سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he was flying in the heavens with the angels, and امیر حمزہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he was تخت پر ٹیک لگائے بیٹھے تھے. He was sat on a throne leaning against it. سبحان اللہ. So امیر حمزہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ is the beautiful companion of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And you know, he says that when Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu was martyred in the Battle of Uhud, that was a very, very hard time, not just for the Muslims, but for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because not only has he lost his beautiful uncle, but he has lost a very important companion in the struggles of Islam. Ali Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, sometimes it makes you think, you know, how 1400 years later, we are talking about these great personalities. 100 years later, who's going to talk about us? Forget 100 years. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year down the line, maybe when you pass away, your family will remember you for a few months. After the years, they'll forget you. They will totally forget you. A few hundred years, maybe your grandsons, your great grandsons, no one will have, you know, let's be honest, yeah. I know up till my great granddad. After that, I don't know. Now, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, we know so much about him. Why? Because he helped the deen of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all my granddads and grandmothers who have passed away with Iman. May Allah bless them all. You know, but Alhamdulillah, you know, these personalities, they always live on. Their lives, their struggles, they always live on in our hearts and in the hearts of the Muslims. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings upon him. We've got a beautiful kalam for you to listen, and inshallah we'll be back as soon as possible, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa jaan rahmat, shama'e bazme hidayat, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ka farmane alishan hai, ki jo koi shaks mujh par ek baar durude paak padhe, Allah Azza wa Jal us par apni 10 rahmatein nazil farmata hai, uske 10 gunahon ko mitata hai, aur اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ اِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل a very beautiful kalam recited by Rukneshwar Abdul Habib Attari. Oh, I could see some swans swimming next to him. So alhamdulillah, I think maybe that was somewhere in the UK. But mashallah, beautiful kalam as always, alhamdulillah. Because we're talking about a beautiful personality, the personality of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, inshallah, azza wa jal, we're going to talk a bit more about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful uncle, and especially at the Battle of Uhud. And it says that Hinda's father was killed by Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the Battle of Badr. So she wanted revenge, and she hired a person called Wahshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted Islam after that as well. And she hired Wahshi that if you can kill Hamza, I will give you everything in the world. And it says that Wahshi, he agreed. And he says that that's fine. I will ma'azallah kill him. So during the Battle of Uhud, Wahshi, his only duty was to look for Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a very good spear thrower. And he looked at Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was battling in the Battle of Uhud. And he set his target and he threw his arrow and he hit Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who fell to the ground and passed away. He was martyred. And he says this was the third of Hijri at the Battle of Uhud. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stood next to the mutilated body and he says, Ya Hamza, O my uncle, wa asadallahi wa asada rasulihi, O the lion of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Hamza tu ya fa'il al khairat, O Hamza, O the one who gives out goodness, Ya Hamza tu ya kashif al karabat, O Hamza, O the one who removes people's problems. His janaza was the first one to be offered in the Battle of Uhud. And he said that Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, every other sahabi that was bought, he was bought and his body was put next to Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one narration he says, 10 shaheedu ki namaz janaza ada ki gayi aur in 10 mein har bar Amir Hamza bhi sharik rahe. Yani that all the bodies that that were brought to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, each time, yani when 10 sahaba, their bodies were brought and the janazah was read upon them, each time Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his janazah was also offered as well. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was lowered into the grave by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karam Allahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came close to his grave and he said to the Sahaba, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him, look, My uncle is being bathed by the angels. Subhanallah, what a maqam that not only did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offer his salatul janaza, but the angels came to give him ghusl as well. And subhanallah, even today, the mazar of Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a place to be looked on, mashallah. You know, there's so much beauty, and so much sukoon, alhamdulillah. You know, I can guarantee you, when you go to the mazar of Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the sukoon, and the subhanallah, the mind, you know, it all rests so beautiful, especially with that beautiful fragrance from his mazar park as well. So Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the scholars, they say that whoever has any problems, any issues in his world, in his life, he should go to the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, will accept his dua as well. Allama Samhudi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke mazar mubarak ki babarkat mitti khaake shifa hai. The sand that is near the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is khaake shifa. Kadeem zamane se log nek logon ka tarika raha ki Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke mazar mubarak ki mitti utha kar le jate aur use batour dawa istemal karte. Yani this was the tradition of the people before, that they used to take dust from the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and use it as medication, as shifa. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There's so much really to talk about, and I think one program will not do justice to this great personality, subhanallah. And you know, seriously, this is my own personal opinion, and this is my own personal observation. When you go to the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it fills your heart with, you know, spirituality. You know, you feel emotional. You know, you might be, you know, happy because you're in Medina, but when you go to the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, this sense of emotion overtakes you, and without any control, you know, your eyes start to, you know, swell up, and you know, you cry in the love of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is natural. You see tears flowing, and that is a sign of this great personality, subhanallah. We have a few fillers as well. Let's go to our first filler, inshallah, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about this beautiful personality. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred during the Battle of Uhud in 3 Hijri. His blessed grave is also situated here. The grave of Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umar and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'sh radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are also situated here. Furthermore, most of the 70 companions martyred during the Battle of Uhud also rest inside the enclosed area. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Dehlvi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has stated in his book Jazbul Qulub, whosoever passes by the grave of the martyr of Uhud and makes salam to them, the martyrs in reply keep making salam to him till the day of judgment. Many people have heard salam from these martyrs with their own ears, especially salam from Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has been heard many times. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. I've talked to a lot of people from Medina Park as well, from the area where Uhud is. I've talked to a lot of people there as well about them staying there, them living there. And wallahi al-azim, subhanallah, they said, you know, if someone offers us to go and live in a mansion, we will never go because this is the place to stay. Subhanallah. These were true ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, you know, just imagine, you know, we went, one day we went straight after Fajr Salah. And we wanted to climb Mount Uhud. Now there's a road that goes all the way to the top of Mount Uhud. And alhamdulillah, we had an Islamic brother who lived there. And he knew the way. So we did a few ziyarats We went to that place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat down near the Uhud mountain, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaned against the wall, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered his Zuhr and his Asr Salat. And then we saw the beautiful cave in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting. And then the brother, I've seen these things before, but subhanallah, he took me right into the depth of the Mount Uhud. And there's a stone there, and the Quran is being written by the hands of the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan, subhanallah. And then he took me to a place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given water by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he took the water from, he took me to that place. And then we went for a drive on Mount Uhud. And subhanallah, you know, you could see the people who live locally, you know, for their morning jog. You know, Islamic brothers, their morning jog, mashallah, Ashikana Rasul were jogging on Mount Uhud. And I thought, subhanallah, this mountain itself, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is going to be one of the mountains of paradise. So this mountain is going to be the mountain of paradise. How lucky these people are that their days and nights and their evenings and their mornings, subhanallah, are in near the shade of this beautiful mountain. There's a very beautiful story of Shaykh Sa'id bin Qutb rahmatullah alayhi. He says that I would regularly visit the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And a moment what will happen, the people of Medina, the Ashikane Rasul, on the 12th of Rajab, they would visit the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Qutb rahmatullah alayhi says that I went there a few days before the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. And he says that ek roz, maybe Shaykh Saad Muhammad bin Abdul Latif Maliki rahmatullah alayhi says that one day I was with Sayyidina Sa'id rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and we were at the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when it was dark, everyone went to sleep. And for that, to look after them, to take care of them, I stayed up late. Raat ko maine wahan ek ghode suwar dekha. He goes, at night I saw a person on a horseback. And he was mazar mubarak ke kareeb chakkar laga raha tha. And he was just walking up and down the mazar. Maine us ghode suwar se pucha, tum kaun ho? I asked him, who you are? And he says, my name is Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, and I am here to take care of you guys. Itna farmakar, he went away from my eyes. Babu dua hai beshak jinka mazare anwar, wo banda e khuda hai Hazrat Amir Hamza. Now, Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why do the scholars, they say, go to the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and make dua? The scholars, they say, his mazar is a gateway for your duas to be accepted. And subhanallah, any dua that is made on the mazar of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is accepted straight away, alhamdulillah. In one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is mentioned about the awsaf, the beautiful character of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Two, I will mention them. Bahut sila rahmi karne wale. So one of the beautiful characteristics of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was very soft-hearted, sila rahmi. You know, he would be the one that, mashallah, azawajal, would encourage people not to break ties. Number two, bahut nekiyan karne wale. The one who would do a lot of good deeds. So as Muslims, obviously this program is to learn the life and the seerah and try to adopt the characteristic of these beautiful personalities. So inshallah, these two things, sila rahmi, and also trying to do more deeds, we should try to adopt that ourselves as well. So as Muslims, we need to adopt these two characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sila rahmi, rishtedaru ke saath nek suluk karna lazim aur zaruri hai. You know, the scholars, they say that it's important that we have that good conduct with our relatives. I know a lot of the times people nowadays, they say, you know, our relatives are not good, they're always happy when they hear but negative things about us. But still, we still need to be in good relationships with them as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. For Allah se daro and fear Allah, jiske naam par ek dusre se mangte ho, rishton ko todne se bacho. Yani fear Allah. the most important thing in tafsir mazhar is mentioned, yani tum qata rahmi rishte daron se taluq todne se bacho, save yourself from breaking relationships with your relatives. And now here we find out that, you know, we need to have that fear of Allah. Nowadays we've got more friends on social media. I've got 5,000 friends for on social media. I've got 10,000 friends. But all our relatives, or most of our relatives, don't talk to us. What's the point having these online friends? Something happens to you, they're not going to come and help you. You know, these so-called friends, I'm not saying they're all bad, but these friends will not come to you when they need you, because either they'll be far away from you, or your own relatives, your own cousins that are always there. These people that you thought that you're your enemies, but when something happens, I guarantee you they will come to help you as well. Now, those people who deliberately break their relationships, let me just mention to you what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said as well. And let's mention a verse from the Holy Quran before we mention the hadith. The verse from the Holy Quran, aur jise jodne ka Allah ne hukum farmaya hai use kaatte hain. Yani Allah azza wa jal has commanded you to join, and these people break, aur zameen mein fasad phailate hain. They spread turmoil in the world. Unke liye lanat hi hai, unke liye bura ghar hai. Yani for them is the curse of Allah and a bad abode. So here, those people who break relationships, Allah Azza wa Jal curses them people. Inshallah, we've got another beautiful package. Let's watch this and we'll come back inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lying has crept into our communities and societies. And very unfortunately, this lying, this despicable habit of not telling the truth, hiding and concealing the truth, lying has led to severe devastations and destructions. Entire families have fallen apart, have separated, marriages have ended, blood relations have been severed, friendships have been cut off, violence has occurred, so many things. The list goes on. But as Muslims, we should never be forgetful of the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already advised us time and time again that lying is not something good. Lying is not something that we should involve ourselves in. He alayhi salatu wasalam was the most truthful in creation. His entire seerah biography tells us that. And in a hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no khair, there is no goodness in lying. When the Prophet alayhi salam, who is the most knowledgeable in Allah ta'ala's creation, is telling us that lying consists of no goodness whatsoever, why would we involve ourselves in lying? Why would we do such a thing? May Allah ta'ala protect us and all Muslims from lying, and may we always tell the truth in every situation.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us, then welcome to our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Today we're talking about a very beautiful personality, a personality that is very, very close to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He's a beautiful uncle, Sayyidina Amir Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. We were talking about, just before we went for the package, we talked about breaking relationships with your relatives. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was mentioning the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in a gathering. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, jis qom mein rishte dari todne wala ho, us qom par Allah ki rahmat ka nuzul nahi hota. Yani, a nation that breaks relationships, Allah does not shower His mercy, His blessings upon them people. So much that we can learn. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, maybe in your own families, there might be someone that you don't talk to, you've broken relationships with them. So it's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in return, we should inshallah azza wa jal try to follow this advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to reconcile with our loved ones as well. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, this was all the beautiful seerah of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He had that quality inside him that he wouldn't break relationships, he would be so good to his relatives. And that's what we need to do as well. Seriously, family are breaking up today. Relationships are breaking up today. Brothers are enemies of their own brother. Sisters are enemies of their own sister and brother. Parents are breaking relationship with their own children. There is turmoil. You know, in the olden days, let's go back 50, 60 years ago, maybe our parents didn't have enough money, but they have love for one another. They had respect for one another. Now, we've got money, we've got big houses, we've got massive cars, we've got, you know, expensive clothes that we wear, we've got loads of money stashed up, but there's one thing missing. The mercy inside us is not there. The love for our family members is not there. The mercy side of a Muslim, what should he have? That is missing. We've got money, but there's no sukoon in that money. Why is there no sukoon? It's because of these things that we are doing. Breaking relationship over little things, minute little things. Not called me to their son's or daughter's wedding. Not called me for the nikah. Not called me for their birthday party. Not called me for this. So we're basically, it looks like as if we are waiting for our relatives to make a mistake and we can cut ties with them. And sometimes we'll put it out. I was talking to a guy and he goes, the only way that you can keep your relatives happy nowadays is tell them about the struggles that you are going through. They'll be happy or they're struggling. And if that is the case, if you are happy because of your relatives struggling, because you are better than them in whatever they are, then my dear Islam brothers, there's another thing that we should be thinking. We're going to die one day. And when you're going to die, it is these same relatives that will come and read your janazah. They will make everything, your ghusl and everything. They will do that. Your so-called online friends will not even hear about it. Because I've got online friends. And we do get messages now and then, so-and-so has passed away. The least that we can do for them is make dua. But if you are here, your relatives pass away, you will offer the janazah, you'll do a lot of things for them. So please, let's reconsider this and keep ourselves, and alhamdulillah, good with our family members as well. May Allah bless Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah, read about his seerah, inshallah. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
The special favor of Allah, holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah.